They were administrative gun bills, like one that would reduce the overall cost of a CHL. There were also bills that raised much more contempt, like Cyprus Republican Representative Alan Fletcher's bill that allows all universities the option of allowing CHL holders to carry their guns to school.
I didn't file this bill so the concealed handgun license could be heroes in mass shooting situations. Rather, I filed this bill to allow CH holders to protect themselves in the situations where only two people involved are a law-abiding citizen and a criminal intent on doing them harm.
Fellow lawmakers raised several issues with that bill, including an amendment that bans students from carrying a weapon during an on-campus mass gathering. Another point raised by Arlington Democratic Representative Chris Turner took issue with the fact that the university president would be the one deciding.
Sometimes university presidents have different perspectives on things than their corresponding Board of Regents. So you would agree with that, would you not?
I've heard that, yes.
Board of Regents are political appointees, are they not?
But after several hours and 2 points of order, the bill passed. Other bills passing included legislation to create a school marshal program. It's a teacher or administrator who would respond during a school shooting. Another bill, called the Firearms Protection Act, prohibits any federal gun legislation from affecting Texas. That bill passed on a vote of 83-53. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.